Good afternoon. Today I will present on varicella disease incidence during the introduction of a routine two-dose varicella vaccination program in the Antelope Valley, California. The period of interest is from 2005 to 2008, which includes 2 years prior to two-dose varicella vaccination and 2 years after the introduction. However, my presentation will also review surveillance data since 2000. This section is about the introduction of the first and second dose varicella vaccination in the US, and the next one show the varicella active surveillance project, how it was initiated in the two national sites, but it's already discussed by Rorica, so I'll just pass to the next slide. When we look at some unique features of our study site, the Antelope Valley in California is located in the northern Los Angeles County and the southeastern portion of Kern County and the western tip of Mojave Desert. It is high desert community, covers 2,200 square miles with a total population of 366,000. It is assumed that most people that live in the Antelope Valley get their medical care locally and children attend school in the Antelope Valley. First, let's look at varicella vaccination coverage in Los Angeles County, collected annually by the National Immunization Survey. Since 1996, single-dose varicella vaccination coverage for children between 19 to 35 months has increased from 13% to over 90%, and coverage has maintained at over 90% since 2002. The objectives of this presentation are, first, describe age-specific varicella incidence rate trends from 2000 to 2008. Second, describe varicella vaccine doses administered in surveillance area from 2000 to 2008. Third, compare incidence rate of varicella disease during the end of the one-dose varicella vaccination era to the initiation of two-dose era. Fourth, compare the proportion of breakthrough, the proportion of verified breakthrough varicella cases during the two time periods. And last, describe the clinical presentation of varicella disease during these two time periods. When we look at methods of data collection, methods of data collection, more than 300 surveillance sites such as daycares, schools, households, hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and others report to the project every 2 weeks, even if there is no cases are identified. Then the project staff completes a structured telephone interview with each case or parents or guardians to collect detailed demographic and clinical data. And also, susceptible household members are also interviewed 4 to 6 weeks after the initial contact to identify additional household cases. But if phone interviews is not obtainable, then medical records are reviewed to verify varicella cases. Vaccination history also verified using vaccination records provided by the case, the school, and or by the healthcare providers. Vaccine providers also report varicella vaccine doses administered by age groups on a monthly basis. In addition, Mark also reports to the project annual vaccine doses supplied to the Antelope Valley. When we look at our case definitions, each varicella and breakthrough cases should fulfill the following definitions or criteria. Verified varicella case is acute onset diffusive papillovascular rash without other known cause, which diagnosed by a parent, school, and or a medical provider. Case report completed validating the clinical diagnosis, and a case has to be a resident of the Antelope Valley. In addition of the above criteria, breakthrough varicella case is illnesses 42 days after varicella vaccination, and which usually confirmed by immunization record or by the provider office. When we look at methods of data collection, data analysis was performed using SAS, and varicella incidence rate were calculated using verified varicella data as numerators and 2005 to 2008 Antelope Valley census data as denominators. The relative risk was calculated comparing the incidence of varicella from 2005 to 2006 to the incidence of varicella during 2007-2008. And in addition, a chi-square test was used to assess statistical significance among variables. When we look at the total vaccination doses administered by vaccine providers since 2000, in the Antelope Valley, it increased from 5,721 to 90,000 doses per year. And this increases notable by 2007 with second dose requirement, and the vaccine doses increased from 14,855 cases in 2005-2006 to 37,000 doses in 2007-2008. That means it increased by 149%. When we look at the vaccine doses administered by age group in the Antelope Valley during 2000-2008, the violent color represents the 1 to 2 age group where the first dose of varicella vaccination has been consistently recommended. This is the age group where the greatest proportion of varicella has been administered. You can see the vaccine doses increased in this age group from 2000 through 2006. But for unclear reason, the total number of vaccine doses in this age group slightly declined in 2007-2008. And the 5 to 9 age groups had the second to the largest amount of delivered doses. This is most likely due to the school entry requirement of single-dose varicella vaccination starting in 1999 in the California state. With the second dose recommendation, vaccination doses administered increased significantly in the 5 to 9, 10 to 12, and 13 to 19 age groups in 2007. And let's look at the overall varicella incidence trends in the Antelope Valley. From 2000 to 2008, 4,281 verified varicella cases were documented in the surveillance site. And with corresponding increasing in the varicella vaccine doses delivered to the surveillance site, there was an overall varicella disease declined from 2.7 per 1,000 population in 2000 to 0.6 in 2008. And the number of cases were also declined by 286% from 2000 to 2008. And in fact, this decline steadily continued from 2006 to 2008. When we look incidence rates across all age groups, from 2000-2003, it showed a stable decline. And but there is a noticeable increase in 2004 due to a resurgence of breakthrough varicella outbreaks, which we see in all age groups, but especially it was higher among 5 to 9 years. Although, again, in 2006-2008, varicella incidence declined consistently across all age groups, with the exception of, again, 15 to 19 age groups. Now, I would like to present a comparison of incidence rates by 2 years intervals, that is 2005 to 2006, the end of the one-dose era, and 2007-2008, the initiation of the second dose era. From 2005 to 2008, 1,270 verified varicella cases were reported to the project. And all age groups, with the exception of 15 to 19 years, there was a greater incidence rate during the end of the one-dose era compared to the initiation of the second-dose era. And based on our relative risk calculation, the risk of varicella was greater among during the end of the one-dose era compared to the initiation of the second-dose era. In fact, the chi-square also confirmed this result and a significant decline in incidence rate during the initiation of the second dose era, except 15 to 19 age groups. When we look at breakthrough cases during these two time periods, verified breakthrough cases also declined in the initiation of the second dose era compared to the number reported in the end of the one dose era. Out of 1,270 verified varicella cases from 2005 to 2008, 414 cases in 2005 to 2006, and 313 cases in 2007-2008 were reported in the surveillance site. That means the proportion of breakthrough cases declined by 32.3% among all age groups in the initiation of the second dose era. Although the largest proportion of breakthrough cases documented among 5 to 9 age groups during these two periods, it showed a decline by 55% from the end of the one-dose era to the initiation of the second-dose era. When we look at the clinical presentation during these two periods, with increasing varicella vaccine doses in the initiation of the second dose era, the clinical presentation had a greater proportion with maculopapular presentation and fewer had vascular presentation. Similarly, with the increasing number of varicella vaccine doses administered in 2007-2008, significantly a greater number of cases had fewer than 50 lesions. To summarize our findings, first, coincident with the implementation of the two-dose varicella vaccination recommendation, varicella cases and disease incidence declined across most age groups, and there were a 47.6% overall varicella decline in the initiation of the second-dose era compared to the end of the first-dose era. Second, most substantial incidence rate declines were among 5 to 9 and 10 to 14 age groups. And third, there was a significant decline in the proportion of breakthrough cases reported in the two dose versus one dose. And fourth, a greater proportion of reported varicella cases were described to have a milder clinical presentation with the introduction of the second dose recommendation. And last, continued surveillance and epidemiologic studies are needed to further assess the impact of routine two-dose varicella vaccination on children. In fact, the study has a few limitations to be considered. One, we examined only 2 years of data after second dose recommendation, but longer term data needed to establish clear incidence trends. Two, varicella disease clinical presentation is evolving and becoming increasingly milder, and this could lead to missed varicella disease reports and underestimating true incidence. Three, varicella case definition based on clinical presentation and not laboratory confirmation. And fourth, reporting fatigue among surveillance sites may result in missed disease reports. And the fifth one is lack of two-dose varicella vaccination coverage data in the surveillance area. And last, in California state, it is not mandating to report the varicella case by the healthcare providers. As a result, this could lead to missed varicella disease reports. Before ending my presentation, I would like to thank my colleagues and the CDC staff for their unlimited support while I was preparing the report. Thanks so much for listening.
So we'd like to open it up for questions for the first two presentations. Just want to remind everybody there's a microphone in the center of the room, if you could come to that.
Maybe hear experience from your state. Where I think the presentations showed encouraging trends. It's early in the program, but we can see in both sides, independent studies, a trend. And we thank our colleagues from VASP. VASP has been our gold standard and gold mine for monitoring varicella since the implementation of the program.
Jane Seward, CDC. I think I know the answer to this question, but I think some of the audience may not. Can you describe the pattern of outbreaks as, you know, and how that differed in the immediate pre-two-dose era compared to the two-dose era, and whether that was useful in giving you some idea about impact as well?
Okay. The number of outbreaks, you know, but in the Antelope Valley, the number of outbreaks, you know, has the same trend. It's also declining. And if I give you like a few numbers of outbreaks, for instance, in 2000, the number of outbreaks were 34 cases. And in 2008, we had only 6 outbreaks. And the same thing true. And when we see the number of cases in each outbreaks, similarly, the number is also declining. In 2000, we have 10 in out of the 34 outbreaks, and in 2008 it becomes 7. So the trend seems encouraging, it's declining.
And can I ask, do you see any change in the number of cases, besides number of outbreaks, the size of the outbreaks or the setting where the outbreak occurs?
Yeah, it's true. The setting of the outbreak numbers is also declining as compared to 2000. Until 2005, 2006, and when we see after the introduction of the second dose era.
I was very similar. The number of outbreaks in 2005, there were 15 outbreaks reported to the CDC. That's the most recent information that we have. The number likely represents only a small fraction of the outbreaks that actually occurred. I'm not sure if Adriana wants to contribute anything, but we haven't seen any outbreaks in Philadelphia thus far.
In 2008. I think another issue that we're dealing with is whether there is any difference in the clinical presentation of the one versus two dose vaccines. And I guess the question is primarily for Emmanuel, who presented the clinical presentation overall for the 2 years. My question is, what proportion of those cases are two dose vaccines, and if numbers are enough to compare the clinical presentation between one and two dose vaccinees?
Well, the number of cases, you know, recipient of two doses is not as big as, you know, one dose recipients. But the number, it seems that, you know, it's increasing as compared to 2007-2008. The number of two dose recipients in 2000 is higher than 2007. So although the number is not higher, but we can make a comparison and we can conclude that, you know, the clinical presentations becomes milder in the second dose era as compared to the first dose era.
I wonder if at the state level, the states you are from, you're seeing a difference in number of varicella outbreaks. I guess it would be primarily for states that have school entry requirements where we, for second dose, where we expect that coverage would be higher. And if you see any difference from the one dose era.
we're seeing a greater proportion of cases in middle schools versus elementary schools, even as the shooting rises. And we think that
we're seeing a greater proportion of outbreaks in, of all of our outbreaks in middle schools versus elementary schools, thinking that as the first dose recommendations were implemented, there's a percentage, a cohort of children who were never vaccinated but never got ill and have now, you know, reached these middle school ages. And so there's still a small proportion of susceptibles in the middle school ages, and but overall the number of outbreaks that we're seeing are fewer and the number of cases within our outbreaks are less.
And this is in,
Virginia.
And do you have middle school requirements? I mean, you could capture those. I mean, I think it's important given that you said that these are unvaccinated, if it were.
We have a one-dose requirement for all children born on or after January the 1st of 97, and then this coming school year will be the first year for a two-dose requirement, but it will only be for kindergarten, and then as they age up, the older children will not be required to catch up with the second dose for school entry.
Hi, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Allegheny County Health Department, and I just want to say that this past school year we had new school immunization regulations which require all children in grades K through 12 to have two doses of chickenpox vaccine. Our initial school reports, the data that's being gathered looks like we have like between 95 and maybe 98% of our children will be vaccinated against chickenpox vaccine. So the next several years should be exciting for us to see what kind of impact it's having.